This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a mosquito.
Oh, no, not a... Okay, if it's a skeeter, you need to take care of biz.
There's a mosquito in here.
We got to get rid of that thing. I'm coming over. I love killing mosquitoes.
Bring your flamethrower, please.
get a little vacuum and suck it into the vacuum. That's okay. What I like to do.
Bug vac.
All right. Keep an eye out if you see it.
I'm genuinely concerned about Aaron getting bit by a mosquito while we're all here to witness it.
I know you're going to...
Whose episode is this?
It's mine.
Aaron's.
Cool.
Well, if she's still alive... If that mosquito suck her dry, then...
Don't joke!
What the fuck?
And as we always begin, don't joke, and...
Okay.
He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
All right, sort of having everyone over for an early Friendsgiving. Let's see who's at the door.
Ding dong, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Adel. I waited outside your door for 90 minutes. I didn't want to be too early, but...
Classic Adel. How's it going?
Good. I brought you a gift card for Mariano's and also a gift card for Eataly, $500 a piece. I hope this will feed enough people.
Oh, great. Yeah, I already made all the food. This is really generous.
I'm sorry.
This is a lot of money, Adel.
I'm sorry.
No, you're great. Come on in.
Okay, thank
Grab
you so
Grab a beer.
Much.
I got red wine over there, some mulled wine right there. Really perfect. Is it just you?
No, I thought I heard somebody coming up the stairs. Do you mind if I mix a wine and a beer? I want to make myself sick.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. La 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 la. Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, Aaron. Sorry. Door was closing. So I decided I didn't want to be involved in that. So I just came into the bathroom window. Hope
yeah,
that's
that
cool.
Scared me. Oh, you broke it. You broke the bathroom window to come through it.
No, I think it was broken, but I don't want to get in a whole argument about this again. The big repeat of last year. Sorry I didn't read the email. I'm glad I found the place.
You just found it? You didn't know where I lived?
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
sure.
I just got a text. We owe Paul McCartney $5,000 for that bit.
Again?
Yeah,
we have to stop talking about people coming through the window.
We cannot come in through the bathroom window, please.
Just like last year. Anyway, Aaron, I got you a bunch of parking tickets that I found on cars on your block on the way over here. So happy birthday.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Aaron, are we going to go Thanksgiving caroling later?
Yeah, all of our favorite Thanksgiving songs.
Whee!
Turkey and a mashed potato all on my plate.
Everybody.
Whoa. Oh, you just fell through the chimney.
Hey,
holy crap,
Aaron.
Are you okay, Janet?
you landed hard on a log. So hard.
I'm good. Oh, you know what? I had made a commitment to myself, just knowing you as I do. I was like, I'm going to stay jammed up in here until I hear some caroling.
How many
Even
days,
if it's just
Janet?
Teaser caroling. 2 days.
Oh,
I'm
right.
So hungry.
She's eating mashed potatoes with her hands. Well, gang's all here. This is going to be great. Thanks for coming to Friendsgiving.
This is it?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is a good group, good chemistry.
But someone's coming later, right? Someone else is coming.
Also, it's November 1st. Is that Thanksgiving?
I'm going to ask a question that seems silly, but I just have never found... Why is it called Friendsgiving? I can't put it together.
Oh, it's, goblin why? Every day, and we're goblin every day. It's turkey casserole. We're here to play gobble gobble.
I thought for Friendsgiving, which no one knows why it's called that. We'll never know.
Thank you.
We were
on a break.
No.
We're all going to give some friends quotes.
Would that be why it's called that?
Could I be any more Friendsgiving?
Didn't Joey say how rude?
Yes.
Probably.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
We should do an episode of Favorite or Riddle. We got Janet here. She's our favorite co-host, guest, anything, person maybe. So let's just do, well, I have you guys. Why not we do an episode of Favorite or Riddle?
No, okay. Thank you.
Love to. For me, I think after a shower, and if I could borrow some of your clothes, Aaron, I am filthy, as you can see. I've been living in a chimney for 2 days, so I can't say I'm ready to do an episode right now. If I could.
All right, let's get started.
All right.
As she's talking, three little mice poke their heads out to hum a little tune.
Of my chimney mouth?
Wait, what? There they are.
Ooh. Jimmy's come back. He's trying to get out through the...
Hey, Riddle is actually what I am no thankful for, so I don't have to do it this year.
Hey, sit down. Sit down.
Ow!
Sit down.
Lead us
in grace.
I was doing it slow. My knees move slow.
Do you need help with those buckles? Smart to attach those straps to the couch, actually, Aaron. Very smart.
It's the only way.
Let's get
it's also for
there.
Safety.
Piece of furniture
real
in
fast.
A U-Haul.
Well, earthquakes.
Yeah, that is.
Plus,
well.
I could bite my tongue.
That's not a talent. I see here on your resume under special skills you wrote, can bite tongue?
If I need to.
So, Janet, how is your autumn so far?
Very autumnal. Of course, Los Angeles being a city replete with changing seasons, you really get the sense of that. Ooh, is that a pumpkin spice latte I smell from every corner?
Is that gasoline?
Is
that from my car?
All the leaves aren't changing. You know, there's a little nip in the air. I will say, I have been other places in which it's really starting to feel like autumn, and I'm trying to bring the spirit of that back with me every time I come to LA.
I brought a spirit back with me. God, what was that? That was when I went on that vacation to the other side.
Yeah.
And, I got to tell you, this guy was pissed. Not a friendly spirit.
Don't let someone ask you to carry their luggage from across the other side. A lot of the times they're smuggling a ghost.
Fool me once.
Has anyone done any fall things yet? Like pumpkin patch, corn maze, leaf raking, jumping in a pile of leaves.
Yeah, I did a fall thing. I bit it really hard coming out of my house the other day. Four flights of stairs. yeah, busted up my knee pretty bad. That's why I have to sit down slow. But I learned that I could.
So it was worth it.
You're Mr. Fall. You won that several years in a row.
I'm Mr. Baseball. Coming to theaters next year is my Tom Selleck Mr. Baseball remake. This time I play baseball in a Halloween costume.
Did you get permission
for
this?
Respect the strike. Please respect the strike. You can call something else.
I just got a Venmo request from Paul McCartney for $5,000. He bought up all of Tom Selleck's movies. I went to some haunted houses. I indulge in some apple cider donuts. And of course, famously, my premonition this year was that apple cider is going to overtake pumpkin spice as a flavor. Because I think we as a society are getting sick of pumpkin spice. And I think the companies are really phoning in pumpkin spice. A lot of pumpkin spice nowadays tastes like candle flavors. So
pumpkin spice was your favorite Spice Girl for a long time. But I remember you started to say like you were getting a little bit sick of her.
Yeah, she's I don't know what her whole deal is. Just
she's a pumpkin.
October?
She's a pumpkin and she's a Spice Girl. Confusing?
What do you mean her whole deal? That's her deal.
She's busy. It's very
busy.
She's
a pumpkin in a dress.
Do you feel like the rest of the Spice Girls are more complex?
Yeah, they have depth. Baby Spice? There's a lot going on there. It's a three-dimensional celebrity. You know?
I like Baby and Scary.
I like Scary a lot. You bet.
Oh, the combo? The combo of Baby and Scary?
They got great chemistry. They were on the circle together.
Is it chemistry or chemistry?
In England, it would be chemistry.
It's aluminium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had an apple iced coffee, like an apple autumnal iced coffee.
That sounds terrible to me. Was it good?
Right? It was
so good. Did you get it from the Genius Bar? Can everyone stop for a second? Did you get it from the Genius Bar? And resume.
It was very good.
It was like an apple brown sugar.
Apple coffee.
I know. And I no one was more surprised than me.
Did you, Aaron, did you get it from the Genius Bar?
Want to get it again? Make sure you're getting it clean.
No, it's clean. I got it clean that time.
It was for good. Socials. I got it clean for socials.
Okay. Huh. Well, should we do riddles?
I think so.
Janet's doing math on a chalkboard.
Silver by apple. C-O-F-F-E-E. Divided by the two. Maybe it's because apple also has two letter, like P.
Yeah, it could be.
But give her some space. She'll get there.
I don't feel so.
Would you guys drink like a buttered corn flavored coffee or something?
That is a scary combination of words.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Buttered corn.
Corn.
Once a year, I have one idea and I try and get it out into the ether, but no, Adel, you fool. You've done it again.
Easter. Into the Easter.
This is just like pants for your butt all over again.
I think butterscotch.
Okay. Well, butterscotch isn't corn. Buttered corn. So,
what about like popcorn flavored coffee?
Well, that's what I thought that's what you were trying to say somehow, but like your mouth wouldn't corn. Let you. And buttered corn came out instead.
Do you want to, Adel, do you want to take time to ask permission for your mouth?
Well, it's not really my mouth. There's three mice living inside there, but they can't harmonize. So they're mostly just controlling the upper and bottom lip. See, I can't even barely talk.
Those are the guys saying it's a living all the time too, right?
Of course. Okay. I think we should get into some riddles. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Great.
Why not?
I can think of about a thousand reasons why not.
These are from Stephanie C.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a good day. It's fun to talk.
Mm-hmm. I'm already in a good mood. Don't ruin it. They say, I've been a listener for years. Y'all helped me survive the pandemic and continue to be my fave podcast. I heard an old ep recently where y'all did movie title mashups and wanted to try writing some. For example, the worst Chris is a Marvel hero with a raccoon and tree as friends, and they cross paths with Alan Rickman and Tim Allen as TV space explorers.
Guardians of the Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
Look at that.
You got it.
Look at that.
No, she said tree, so it'd be Chris Pine.
Yes.
And the other part makes no sense, so we skip it.
Good job, Stephanie. That's great.
And we got 10 of these?
I look forward to Adel getting all of these right.
Well, the mice. It's the mice. Watch. We should say it's the mice.
I look forward to the mice getting right.
Who cannot sing.
Scorbidorp. See, they make me say that.
Should we be doing that riddle in a strike? I mean, obviously, we can't really be promoting. We should just say we're not promoting.
Don't watch any of these. A family of scientists adventuring in the far reaches of space with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes.
Lost in Space Jam.
Yes, Janet. Yes.
Check that out. I'm so pissed right now. But also victorious.
I'm going to actually keep score this episode.
Oh, no.
Starting now?
No.
Adel, you get a point. Janet, you get a point. Oh. JPC.
Did I get one for
the Apple Bar thing?
The Genius Bar? I can't remember.
I think I got one or three.
I can listen back. Okay. Well,
Jude Law and Matt Damon play good-looking playboys, while Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal appreciate Nick Cage.
The unbearable weight of talented Mr. Ripley? Or massive talent? I forget what the name of the movie. The massive talent? Okay, cool.
The unbearable weight of massive talented Mr. Ripley.
If you could chime in with a... You got it a little bit sooner.
No. People liked watching you try to build a parachute midair.
I didn't see the unbearable weight of massive talent.
I heard
maybe it was a little bit disappointing.
I heard it was so good.
Fast. Oh, really? Okay, well, fuck. I guess I got to see it now.
But the outcome was the same for both of us. Neither of us saw it.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know he was in this. Ryan Reynolds and Jesse Eisenberg work in an amusement park full of adorable cartoon dinosaurs trying to find...
Zombie Land Before Time.
Tree stars, yes.
Before it even finished.
Ryan Reynolds is in Zombie Land? That can't be right.
I don't think that's right.
Is he in the Land Before Time?
Yeah, he's Petrie.
Is that more likely?
Look it up. Let me look it up.
What if Ryan Reynolds was Littlefoot? He just did like 9 of those silently. No one knew.
Ryan Reynolds Adventureland.
Zombie.
He is in it.
Oh, Adventureland. Yeah.
Well, okay. So Adventureland is different.
But that's not Zombieland.
Zombieland.
Oh, so it was Adventureland before time.
but Jesse Eisenberg was in Adventureland.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he was in both. Jesse Eisenberg was in
being more than one movie.
Right. The answer is Adventureland before time.
Oh, so okay. That's
Jesse
not
Eisenberg
what
was also
JPC
in.
Said.
Zombieland he and was. Adventureland. He only did land movies for a long time.
Mm-hmm. GPC, I'm going to get rid
land.
Of your point
the
for
social
that
network
one.
Land. That works too well.
But I am going to retroactively give you a point for the genius bar thing.
That seems fair.
You evened
that
seems, out. That's good.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees stalks and murders a bunch of teens when a girl accidentally ages up to 30.
Friday the 13th, going on 30.
Janet, who got it first?
Well, I said something. I said the wrong one.
I mean,
right.
I feel like
I said
it was more.
Friday the
yeah, I was going to say it was more complete from JPC.
Well, I got the right that. Answer.
I am not going to give you a point for that, but I am going to give you a second point for the genius bar joke.
One more, and I get the point I deserve.
Ill-advised.
So real quick, it was Friday the 13th going on 30?
Yeah, Friday the 13th going on 30. Brendan Fraser swings from the tree near Tim Allen. And JTT trying to connect a father and son.
Jungle to jungle to jungle.
George
to jungle?
Of the Jungle to Jungle?
Yes.
Now, for those of you listening at home, that is how you steal the answer from someone who is essentially saying the answer without having said it yet.
So, Janet, I'm not going to give you a point
Janet,
for that, but I am going to give you
a ring
point
for JPC's genius bar joke?
Yes.
Love it.
Janet, are you wearing a ring pop right now?
In a sense, I dislocated my pinky when I tripped holding a potted plant that I was then unwilling to let go of in time because I was I don't want this to break.
Exactly.
So it's sort of a ring pop without any of the joy.
So it's a blue raspberry cast?
It's like a splint.
Okay. Oh,
it's just
it from
a
the
splint
side.
That was in my, yeah, it was this. It's the splint that just came in the first aid kit I happened to have at the house. And when I, when I showed up at the emergency room, like three different physician's assistants and the like surgeon that finally comes in at the end to make sure nobody like screwed up whatever it was that you were told. All of them were like, ooh, where did you get that?
Beautiful.
It's like, just hand like a cheap first aid kit that we keep at the house. They're like, huh, that is really cool.
It's from Jared.
I know.
He went to Jared. Okay. OG superhero movie starring Robert Downey Jr. saves Leonardo DiCaprio, but you don't see his face.
Iron Man of La Mancha?
Iron Man without a face.
Iron Mask.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Man without a face is not. Is that a thing?
Could be.
Woman without a
man
face.
Man without a face. I think that's an MG movie, and I'm not saying his full name in
M.G.
case
Shyamalan?
Someone wants to. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Veda loses her best.
I was trying to figure out who MG was, and I was like, Michael Gay? I was like, no, that's not.
Did
that's
you figure out
right.
who I was talking about?
Eventually, yes, yeah, okay. But I had to go through Michael Gay first, who I was also like, huh, that could be, is that something?
Did you get into the club? Yeah, but I had to go through Michael Gay first.
Veda loses her best friend to honeybees, and these ladies are in a psych hospital in the 60s.
Something Veda. Girl interrupted. There you
Girl
go.
Can't
There's
see without
part of the answer for any
part?
Of my friends to take as a gift.
Part?
Here's my hint about the first part. He
Funny
can't
girl
see
interrupted.
Without his glasses. Where
oh, the
are his
note
glasses?
Book over the cuckoo's nest?
Oh, my. That's it.
Where are his glasses? He can't see without
oh,
his glasses.
Oh, that's My Girl.
My Girl
Interrupted.
Interrupted.
Yes. Okay. The saddest part in any movie.
Dan Aykroyd's finest work.
Wesley and Buttercup's love story, but then a little red-haired doll gets married.
The Princess Bride of Chucky. Oh, geez,
oh no!
Bar,
he's transforming.
Take me home to the bar. I belong.
Michael Cera fights the seven evil exes while Brad Pitt takes on
Scott
the
Pilgrim
zombie
saves the World War Z.
Yeah,
Scott Pilgrim
nice.
Saves the World War Z.
An FBI agent goes undercover as a surfer, only to discover this young socialite with a past who frequents a jewelry store.
Socialite
Point Breaking Bad.
Point break Fist at Tiffany's.
Yep. Point oh, okay. Break Fist at Tiffany's. That is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That wow. shouldn't be right.
That's my favorite one.
That is amazing.
Wow. That made
point
my head hurt.
Break
to say.
Fist you got to shift Tiffany's. Gears in pronunciation.
Yeah. That is the best for that very reason.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for those riddles.
Stephanie
that
killed
made
it.
Me very, very
thank you for now.
Happy.
I'm going to start pronouncing it Point Breck.
Point Breck.
You guys want to watch Point Breck? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Point Break.
Breakfast. I do want to see a scene.
Who wants to watch Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Shrek. Aaron, Shrek's here. Happy Shreksgiving.
Shrek, thank come on, you. And thank you. And thank you.
Flatulence.
Okay, Janet and Shrek for the rest of the episode.
Oh, no. Yay.
That's a curse you put on someone. That's not a request.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
I do want to see a scene. So okay. Speaking of Point Break, which is, as you mentioned, an FBI agent goes undercover as a surfer. For anybody who hasn't seen the movie, I do want to see a scene. So JPC and Aaron, you are, well, let's have JPC and Janet, you are surfers. You are actual surfers. Aaron, you're an FBI agent trying to infiltrate surfers, but you've never really surfed before.
That's a pretty good set of waves out there, buddy.
Those fucking waves, man. Such crush. Just absolutely love it.
Whoa. Didn't see you there.
What?
Oh.
Hey.
Didn't see us there? That's how you came up to us?
Well, no, I almost tripped over you with my huge surfing board.
Yeah, you were very visible to us in that you were wearing a suit and tie. On the beach holding a surfboard, so I'm not sure what that's about. Is that like a new, what is that?
Whoa, yeah, it's a new high-tech wetsuit. I didn't
it's
just
wet.
Forget.
It's certainly wet.
Yeah, it makes it really heavy. I got scared in the water a second ago because I started to sink because of my clothes. Anyways, y'all heard about that murder that happened?
Hey, just for safety, bruh, just want to let you know that cord on the end of your board, you're supposed to tie that around your ankle. Bruh.
Or yeah, you could just use the Velcro. You don't necessarily have to tie it.
Well, no, but it's Velcro around your ankle. You appear to be using handcuffs. That's
I actually like
chafe.
That, bruh. I actually like that. That to me, that's bruh, a very cool touch.
It's gonna chafe.
Good point. It keeps good me sort point. Of tied to my board, which keeps me tied to the waves.
But
definitely
yeah, we heard
server.
About that murder when Billy murdered that 60-footer that came through and everybody was like, you killed it, bro! You killed it!
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That's so cool. But also friend. That murder, that real murder that happened.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Beach.
There have been a bunch of crows hanging out at the beach. They have been pecking and cawing and like getting up in the seagull's biz, bro. Totally saw that murder. That is messed up.
Get fired.
What?
Speaking of crows, brother, are you a counting crows head?
Hell
you
strike yeah.
Major counting crows heads over
and
here.
And the song that they sing sounds a little like this, and this is the song. Yeah, I love their stuff, man.
What was that? Could you sing that again?
What was that song? It must be a deep cut.
In the song.
Abort. Cancel. Get out. Fired.
I'm too deep done, in, boss. They're buying it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how undercover was I? How did you guys, could you tell?
Oh, you
on top
were
of the
undercover, brother.
Yeah, on top of the sheets.
It was a test because surfers are not supposed to listen to Counting Crows. And so if you had known a Counting Crows song, we would have known you were.
You were about to get inducted into our gang because you passed by not knowing Counting Crows songs.
Is there any other subculture that has like an accent like surfers do?
Chess players?
You know, chess.
Chess. Oh, we have to play chess. That's what
I think we were doing like West Coast surfers, right? Like if you surf and you're like surfing on like the Jersey Shore, like you're not, you don't sound like
that's
that.
That's probably true.
No, but
honestly,
I
don't know.
Yeah,
I've never experienced
surf culture. Like certain subculture of surfing or certain areas have that certain lingo and way of talking, right? Or is
I'm
that
sure
just Southern California?
As long as we agree, we nailed it.
Yes.
We nailed it.
Tens across the board
Spicoli's,
for all of us.
Two Spicoli's.
All right. Riddle podcast. Let's do some more. These are from Basil. Thought I'd send you one of the many pre-D&D games I play with. Oh, I play to warm up my players.
D&D warm-ups.
Yes. This is a collection of potential, perhaps rejected, Weird Al song parodies where the players have to guess the name of the song based on the brief description of the content.
This is good, Basil.
This is to warm them up to play D&D?
Of course.
And Aaron, as a D&D warm-up, could you do some critical splits?
Ow! I botched. I rolled a one. thought I'd break from animating to send the last lot over. Some of these are definitely better than others. All the best.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, this is that
familiar.
Basil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Basil.
What's up? Mm-hmm. Basil.
It could be Basil.
Basil.
A little razzle dazzle from Basil.
Woo, a chess player.
No. A little razzle dazzle from Basil.
Razzle dazzle from Basil is the name of the episode. Weird Al laments losing his hair in the send up of Billie Eilish's number one.
Okay. Alopecia eyes.
That's funny.
Weird Eilish's number one.
You should see me.
Bald.
You should see me.
Balding.
You should see me in a toupee. You should see me in a gown.
I think this is Billie Eilish's number one song ever.
Oh.
Duh.
I'm a bald guy. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good word.
Bald guy.
I don't know why I thought it had to rhyme.
I also was stuck and it had to rhyme.
Yeah.
But it's not, but just so we're clear, it's not that. The formula is you just put one L into it, right? Yeah. That's what we're doing here?
Because alopecia eyes.
What?
Right.
Yes.
Nothing. Nothing about what you're saying is real.
No.
Okay. Can I have a point?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I have an L?
Yes.
Great.
I'll take an L.
I might need
it. The Beatles find themselves losing terribly at poker and try to cut their losses as quickly as possible.
Okay, she came in through the bathroom window. Obvi.
Obviously. Yes.
Why don't we fold it in the road?
Oh. They're losing.
Fold. I want to fold my hand.
Yes. I want to fold this hand.
That's good.
I
want to
fold this hand.
I'd like to see a scene. The three of you are in a poker tournament, and Janet, you realize you're like in way over your head, and you're trying to sort of gracefully exit the game.
Great.
All right. Next hand is going to be three card stud, aces are wild, and twos are two. Here we go. And why don't we make things interesting? I'm going to toss in my Colt revolver and 2 pounds of gold. And
I'm
going to put my horse, Betty, on the line as well. How about you, Gruff?
Yeah, I'm looking at the three cards I got in my hand right now, and I say, I don't mind raising you. Why don't I raise you my CD player, my signed Orlando Magic jersey, signed by, what's it? Olajuwon, right?
No. Close enough. Olajuwon was like the Shaquille O'Neal of the Rockets.
Not the Rockets. Okay, Olajuwon's the Rockets. Orlando Magic, help me out. Who am I thinking
of? Anthony Hardaway.
That's it. It's a Hardaway jersey.
And pardon me for crying,
you
Gruff,
came
but,
about that answer, huh? The Hardaway.
Look who's come to play.
If I could just go ahead and bet with that joke, obviously I think it's worth...
Very funny, Tinseltown, somewhere. But you're going to have to put in a little more something substantial if you want to stay in this game.
Okay, all right, I like a little gamble. Okay, tell you what, I am going to put in this pinky splint... It's not just any pinky splint. It's electric blue metallic, and it came in a first aid kit. Wow. So,
well, you said it slow like it was special, but all the words you said were mundane as all hell.
Focus but on not, my the sound of my voice.
Yeah, Gruff, it ain't what she said. It's how she said it. So it must be of some value. So I'll take your bet and... Gruff, you did say you're going to raise me. I assume that meant, you know, since my parents passed just a few months ago, I assume that meant you're going to raise me?
Sure, you're going to come and live in my hotel room with me, and I'm going to teach you how to be a man about town.
Thanks, Gruff. Sorry, just some side business.
No, that has nothing to do with the game.
Take your time, Frenchie.
All right, well, all bets are in. I guess let's see what we all got. Read them and weep, gentlemen.
I don't know.
Most of these are not playing cards.
3 halves of a robin's egg, a spoon, and a DVD box set of Cheers, seasons 1 through 4.
Well, I have played a Polaroid of someone roller skating. I have played a business card from 7-Eleven. And I have also played... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take this. Picks up seashell. Hello?
Okay.
Well, that's just great. Hello.
Crab, 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 crab.
Scene.
Oh, brother. That was a blast.
We're out, Cal?
I think those guys
do. Did this ever happen where someone has playfully been like, let me see if I can hear the ocean? And they genuinely do put up a shell to their ear and a crab is in there and pinches their ear?
Or is that I do think that happens almost 100% of the time.
Oh.
To Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
This is only further cementing the fact that you and I never go to the beach. Don't know what surfers sound like. Don't know what waves sound like.
I don't want to get my ear pinched by a crab. That's why I stay away from that place.
Smart.
Duh.
That's just smart.
You could go to Claire's or you could go to the beach.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I've decided we're going to go on a break. I'm in charge. I get to make these choices. And hey, we're going to break. Hey, Aaron,
is that a Friendsgiving callback?
What's up?
Aaron, do you mind calling it a break?
Oh, yes.
We were on a break.
We were on a break. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up. Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
Okay, everybody, we're back with some riddles. And Janet is here, and that is the best.
In that order.
Why do you always have to rank everything, JBZ?
I'm kind of a quiz show guy. I'm just kind of like, I'm always doing my little rankings.
Okay, we're back with these Weird Al warm-up for D&D. Well, hopefully we'll get to play some D&D after this because we'll be nice and warmed up. All right, let's see.
It sounded like you said Weird Owl, which I would love to see like a children's puppet show. Yeah, parody, yes. The parodiest.
Parodist? I'd like to see a scene. Janet, you are the human host of Weird Owl. Adel, you are obviously the Weird Owl. And JBC, you are the kid in the live studio audience watching the show, sort of trying to figure out what's happening.
Okay, everybody, we are back from our little break, and we are going to take some questions from our kiddo audience. Who wants to ask a question of Mr. Owl?
Oh, I'd love to hear some questions. Don't mind my Hawaiian shirt and curly pompadour.
How could we ever mind it, Owl? Yes, you, kiddo. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess my question is, what is this?
This is the talkback session that we do at the little talkback session.
I know literally what's going on now, but I guess I meant like more on a big picture scale. Like, what is this? Like, what is the show?
Who?
Kid, are you an industry plant? What are you doing?
No, just, like,
just be like, why is water wet? Or say whatever you want to say. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm not super interested in that. I want to like this.
Uh-huh. Thank
you. I just
want
to know what is going on in it.
That's fun. Well, I will let you answer that, Weird Al.
Okay. So, did you ever in school? How old are you, kid? Let me start there. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7. Hey, do you ever like dissect my shit in science class or anything?
I'm
you know
in
how
first
owl
grade.
Pellets, you're in what?
I'm in first grade.
You're in first grade and you say stuff like the big picture idea? What's the scope of this thing?
My dad's in the industry.
Do you know I hunt at night? What time is it? Look at your little fucking watch. What time is it?
we reveal that this is Sherry Lewis style and it's me holding the puppet and I'm throwing my voice and doing that voice while I smile and my lips are moving.
Look at your fucking watch. Look at your fucking watch.
I don't know. If you don't know what the show is, that's fine. Just say that. But I'm just asking, what is the show?
I'm taking his eyes.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take his eyes.
I'm actually okay with that.
And there's a bunch of seats in here. Why am I the only kid in here? The guy said one at a time when he ushered me in.
Who?
When little boys are very bad and their parents want to teach them a lesson, they'd send them to our show.
Why would my dad want to teach me a lesson? I mean, I'm only trying to help him with my constructive criticism when he has
a work. You hurt my feelings. You're not coming out of there.
Thomas, what
did we say?
We have
your dad under the stage.
Do not make a noise. You are allowed to watch and listen, but you can't say anything.
Who?
It's my line.
I guess I get what the show is now. It's a punishment for bad little boys? Uh-huh. Is that's there's gotta be a better way, because what lesson am I supposed to learn from this?
Would you rather just get spanked?
Again, I mean, there's gotta be a better way. And should it be a,
oh,
a choice
my God.
Between those two options?
Oh, I love a Sherry Lewis reference. that made my blood clean. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That makes like cleaned
sense.
Out my blood.
It makes a ton of sense.
You get it.
It's like
you get
Keith
it.
Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had sepsis pretty bad.
Right? Yeah. So pretty sure. bad. The guards in Aladdin take a page from the police and sing a stern song to their marketplace thief.
Don't steal so close to me.
Yo.
Wow. Street rat Roxanne.
What is the name of that song?
What is Aladdin Prince steal at the beginning?
Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Better off bread.
Huh.
Bread.
I love that police song.
Bread, rocks, bread. What?
Rocks, bread. Rye bread.
Janet, we're sorry. We're sorry that you
oh, no.
showed
this
up to this
is,
and
this
we
is
said
exactly what
bread.
I deserve. Every my whole life has been leading up to these puns.
Every bread you
oh,
every
steal,
bread you take.
I'll be
every
watching
bread you.
You
take. Yeah.
Again.
Message in a bread bowl.
Message in a bread bowl. Panera.
Message
Pantera.
In a
sorry,
bread
Pantera.
Bowl. Pantera.
Al singing as the Minions can't help but admire his lovable, villainous boss and Ed Sheeran. I really like this one.
Al singing as the Minions?
Mm-hmm.
Groot.
Al.
What's it? I don't know.
Well, Al, like
songs.
Weird Al.
Groot. What are some? I don't know any Ed Sheeran songs.
Shape of Groot? What? Why is Groot involved?
You're Grootiful?
Yeah, Shape of Groot. I'm in love with the
Shape of
Groot. I was saying Groot.
I thought we were talking about Groot for a second. I go, huh?
I think
you
his name
Grootiful
is...
wins an honorable mention.
You are Grootiful.
You are Grootiful.
A minion
Grootiful.
Singing you are
no Grootiful. What you Groot.
Oh, it's past now. So now I can say it. That Halloween karaoke thing that mm-hmm. I did, I sang This Kiss dressed like a minion.
Oh.
Now that that was last Friday, I can tell you what my costume and song combo was.
Wow.
I have to still buy
Which
a
minion?
Minion costume. I don't know. There's different minions.
Aaron, can I say you are
oh
one
boy.
In a minion.
Internet, go at her. You,
no,
this
there
week
isn't.
You have
and there's
my
also
permission.
No, yeah, there's not different Pokemon.
Oh,
okay, get ready for your minions to be absolutely fucked.
I know that all the minions have very unique, different personalities. I know so much about minions.
Minions, get her. I assume they're called that.
Mennonites? Mennonites?
Mennonites.
Roses. Mennonites will not be listening to this.
Guns, Roses, and Al sing an ode to the Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Welcome to the sea jungle. We got
Whoa!
Lots of kale.
Take
Sweet
me down to the Atlantis
crab.
City.
JPC, you have the right...
November Rain. That's
you have
water.
The right song, but it's not Oh Sweet Friend of Crab, sweet. Which actually I do love.
Sea Child of Mine?
Sea Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Brine.
Yes, Adel, you got it. I do want...
God, there were a lot of possible answers there.
Yeah.
All GBC. Equally awful in a great way.
So Ariel's pickled?
Sea Child of Mine is wonderful.
Instead of a scene, can you look up the lyrics to Sweet Child of Mine and then just sort of change it to Sweet Friend of Crab or whatever you did? I want to see how far into the song you can get. So,
yeah, sure. I don't know the lyrics to Sweet Child of Mine.
Same.
Hold on, let me get these up here. Sweet Child of Mine lyrics.
Tippity tap, tap, tap.
She's got...
This isn't for me. this wasn't my assignment.
Okay,
She's
here
got
we go.
Claws.
She's got kelp that it seems to me reminds me of seashore castles where everything was as fresh as the bright blue ocean.
He's singing like someone's holding a gun to his head.
Like your marine biologist teacher that's trying to get kids
thinking.
To care.
I'm singing and thinking at the
all
same time.
I'm
no one's
asking,
ever done this before.
Sinking?
As long as you can get crustacean in there. That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean?
My problem is I have to get into falsetto, so everybody shut up.
Oh, okay.
So.
He has to go into a little trance to do this.
Now and then when I see her place. No, place is the next word. Fuck.
GBC.
She takes me away to that seafloor anonymity.
Uh-huh.
And if I stare too long, I probably get salt in my eye.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Whoa, whoa, sweet friend of crab.
Axl Rowe, of course.
Axl Rowe. I think I did it. I think I did sweet friend of crab.
Ah, man, I got to send you a gift for that. Yeah. You got a gift coming your way.
Beautiful.
1987, Appetite for Destruction. That's a good song, honestly. That's a good song.
Okay, I like that next song. One. Britney Spears reluctantly lets Al borrow her Toyota.
Oops, like, I lent you my truck.
I don't really get this one.
Who's Al? Which Al are we trying to solve for? Is it Gru again?
No, Al just is going to be in all of them because these are weird Al parody songs that are not.
Oh,
what's okay, a good Toyota? What can you do involve with like a Camry?
Can you say it again,
Corolla?
Aaron?
Britney Spears reluctantly lets Al borrow her Toyota. What's a famous Toyota?
Tercel.
Tercel.
Corolla.
Another famous
you
one.
You both said Tercel immediately.
Like, Tercel.
No one drives a Tercel.
Of course.
Corolla. Camry.
Oh,
Camry.
Camry.
Mm-hmm. What's a Britney?
Oops, I did it Accord. Nope.
That's a Honda.
I can't think of any other Britney Spears songs, and I swear I know more.
You drive my Camry.
Mm-hmm. You'll drive my Camry. I just can't sleep.
She drives my Camry.
Like no one else.
That's a lot of fun. Al does his best Bob Dylan impression in his song dedicated to the local fruit vendor.
What? Oh, okay, wait. So it's a Bob Dylan song singing about a fruit vendor?
Of course, mm-hmm. Bob Dylan only has a handful of songs, so this will be a piece of cake. Just let me parse through his 6,500 song
my
catalog.
Friend is watermelon.
Blowing
all
in the rind.
All along the cauliflower.
Not a fruit.
what?
But otherwise, perfect.
Tangled up in blueberries?
Otherwise, perfect. Tangled up in blueberries. Tangled up. I'm sorry I'm late. I got
blood
tangled up in
the
blueberries.
The answer, like my friend, is banana in the wind.
Like a rolling stone fruit.
The hurricane sugar.
Lay upon my lettuce bed. Again, not a fruit. Not a fruit.
This is tough. Aaron, can you
give
us...
And the rhymes, they are...
like an album it's on? Or this is... there's so many Dylan songs.
Me and Cinderella...
That's Jacob Bones.
No.
All right, it's like an orangey fruit.
A kumquat.
Tangerine.
Oh, yep.
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, play a fruit.
Like a rolling stone fruit. Are we still helping?
Adel already said that.
that's the trend of the episode is Adel saying something and then one of us saying it like it was our idea. It's cool.
Elvis tries to perform an iconic ballad in the countryside, but keeps slipping all over the place.
I did just want to say
what happened
to
Al? Why is he getting replaced?
Rambo Italiano. Uh-huh.
Hey, Rambo.
Elvis tries to perform an iconic ballad in the countryside, but keeps slipping all over the place.
Men say only
in the ghetto of bananas.
Oh, that's
fools.
Fruit.
what?
You got, Al, you have the right song.
Really? But that's what? Fools Rush In?
And him.
Fools
Slipping on. Rubber glue.
Janet, I actually you didn't get it, but in a way you sort of did. You had the right part of the song. I'm gonna give you a point.
Thank you.
What is he slipping on, you said, Aaron?
He's in the countryside, sort of maybe at a farm after it's rained.
So sorry,
but
Janet,
I can't help slipping in chicken poop.
I'm gonna give it to her.
It's chicken poop.
No, can't help falling in mud.
Oh,
I can't help falling in mud with you.
Okay. So any word can become any other word in the English language.
At all.
I won that one. Shh, I won that one.
At all, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
Danny Zuko. He finds the perfect drink for his date with Sandy.
Finds the perfect drink for his date with Sandy. You're the wine that I want?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
He got that quick.
All right.
You're the wine that I want.
Adel, I'd like to see a scene. You are a sommelier, and Janet, you've gone into his store to buy some wine, and you're realizing that all of the wines that he sells are Greece themed.
Okay. No pressure.
Hi, I'm hoping you can help me. My friend just got into beauty school, and
oh my god, that's amazing!
Thank.
Congratulations.
I will pass that along. Yeah. So I'm looking for something light, maybe something bubbly, just something that, you know, a bunch of gals can just, you know, sit back and celebrate and talk about old times.
Okay, maybe like Prosecco or...
What is Prosecco? Yeah.
Prosecco, it's like a bubbly wine.
So like, okay, like this one. Why is there... Okay, so like seven of these have T-birds on them. Uh-huh. Thunderbirds. Cars. Mm-hmm. What is that? Someone's, is that like Francis Ford Coppola's brand or?
Yeah, well, these are rosés, and of course, rosés are pink. So these are like pink ladies.
Okay. I'm not feeling it. My friend is like, you know, very eco-conscious. So she'd be like, oh, what's this gas guzzler doing on this label? What about this one? Is this what? Why is there a tube of toothpaste on here?
Oh, that's because it's. Do you know this is a Jan Bernay? It's like a Cabernet, but with Jan. You know, she brush her.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I have this friend Jan, and she's like crazy, and she's always brushing her teeth, but she sings a little song like a beaver.
You know what's weird is that even though you're trying to be helpful and like you're seemingly nice, I'm getting this weird feeling that you're just blowing me off.
No,
you're being like so just like, you know, you're just like so, you know, I don't know, nothing matters, like nihilistic, you know what I mean? And I came in here looking for help. What happened to us?
How'd you find my business? You look it up in the yellow pages?
Slap. How dare you?
What, your accent? Wait, you must be. Hey,
something happens to people when they come in this store.
Oh, we have some Australian wines.
If we don't interrupt them, do you think they'll do the whole movie, GPC? Do you think we could get them to do the whole movie?
I want it chilled. If you're supplying.
Okay, I want that entire wine grease parody on my desk by Monday morning. No excuses.
You did it surprisingly well for how hard I think it is to come up with wine grease crossover names.
Not very hard, very hard.
Adel,
this is my Sauvignon Kanicki. I don't know. What do you want from me?
You better let it breathe. Bop, bop, bop. Because the tannins are tannins.
All right. We got a couple more of these. Weird Al
had Riesling Lightning.
Riesling Lightning.
Riesling Lightning.
I like
there.
That.
You sat through that scene for 3.5 minutes and then just came up with that in the spot? That's really impressive.
I honestly spent a really long time on Cabernet Kanicki. Cabernet Sauvignon Kanicki.
Weird Al heads to Australia for some cooked shrimp in this classic Euro dance number.
Cooked shrimp.
Another.
Prawns? Something about prawns?
Euro dance number.
Is that what they call it?
Euro shrimp dance number.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Prawn say?
Australia. What do you cook the
on the bobby?
Grill, Barbie.
The Barbie.
Grill. I'm a Barbie girl. The grill. I'm a Barbie grill.
I'm a Barbie grill. Got it. Nice.
I'm
very nice.
I'm a Barbie grill.
Oh.
In frozen Scandinavia, Al is terrified when a deceased Maroon 5 returned to life and begin to dance the only way the undead can. The only way the undead can.
I mean, I want to see this movie. I don't know if I care about the riddle.
Is this
Let It Go? She will be dead.
Great. Is that Maroon 5? Help me.
Oh, yeah.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
I need help.
Is it Let It Go? Is the song we're looking to...
No.
Oh, you got stuck on Frozen, but it's Maroon 5.
It's a Maroon 5 song, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's Is it Sunday Morning?
No.
But what is it? It's Zombies or something?
Yeah. Brain this. Is not up for grabs. This.
I like it.
Is that the right song?
No, it's a song about dancing.
Oh.
It's a song about dancing.
Dancing
about
like dancing. A specific person.
Oh, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
Moves He's Like Jagger. Moves okay. Like.
I don't know what this is a reference to, so maybe one of you
Moves
will know.
Like Jagermeister. Moves Scandinavia, moves like huh?
Slag moves like.
Is it? It's Scandinavia. Is it like fairies or something? What
oh, moves like boggart. Isn't it's a boggart a thing?
Draugr.
Moves like Draugr.
Moves like Draugr.
Is that D&D monster?
Yeah. It's like a zombie, basically.
I did not know that.
Like Draugr was going to be a stretcher anyway. Yeah.
Kurt Russell refuses to engage physically with the monster he's unearthed in this version of Aerosmith's song.
Dude looks like a lady.
It's a good
what is
one,
a
I think.
Kurt Russell monster movie. Unearth a monster.
Kurt Russell. Is it a Kurt Russell
big
monster?
Trouble
a
little
yeah. I know. It's a. No. Uh-huh.
Kurt Russell monster movie. Can you read the.
Falling in Love is so hard on the Stargate.
Oh, Stargate.
I'm going to tell you what year it came out. I'm going to look up the year.
Huh.
Okay.
Kurt Russell monster movie, huh?
Can you read it again, the full thing?
Yes. Came out in 1982.
Okay.
Kurt Russell refuses to engage physically with the monster he's unearthed in this version of the Aerosmith song. I think this is my favorite one.
Love in a Tremor Vader? Love in Ella Tremors? Was he in Tremors?
I think he was in Tremors.
It was Tremors in 82.
Can anyone hear me? I mean, 82. All I can think of is Big Trouble in Little China.
Love in a Little China. Love in a Trouble in a Window.
I know it. Yes. Hold on.
Whoa.
Let me think of this. Yes.
He's doing it.
What was the second part after the Kurt Russell movie? A song about what?
It's an Aerosmith song.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to kiss the thing.
I don't want to engage physically.
And I don't want to kiss the thing.
Here's the thing.
I don't want to clone these guys.
I don't want to clone these guys.
Here's the thing. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I never think of it as a monster movie because it's so much of it is like psychological, like anxiety. But it is, yeah, it's a monster movie.
I've never seen it.
I don't know if the judges are going to accept that. It is incredible. It's
truly
very
one of my top five movies.
Practical effects gooey. There's just a lot of
Aaron, this is exactly the right time of year to watch it. It is the perfect Thanksgiving movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Am I being tricked?
No.
Oh, hello.
I'm getting tricked. Well, oop.
Oh, did you get it?
Did you get it?
Oh,
did you get the,
get it.
Get
it.
Aaron's fighting. For people who can't see, Aaron's fighting.
Nice.
You got it. She killed it.
I've clapped many times in this episode,
I've pelted
but never
by
more
me like six times.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no.
I did not get it in time at all, but I did kill it. And now there's a little bit of blood on my wall. That's fine.
It's your blood.
You're marking your territory.
Cool. Okay. This is, you know what? Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Oh, Aaron's got, sure. Aaron's growing a proboscis. her eyes are sort of going to the side of her head. Becoming multifaceted, she's growing.
I don't want to close my fly.
You don't want to close your fly.
Wait a minute. Zip.
I don't want to close my fly. I just want to pee in peace.
Okay. I'm going to save the next riddles I'm doing for another episode just because there's so many of them.
Okay.
And let me know if I've done these. I don't think so. Okay, these are from Aiden, these last couple riddles that we're going to be doing.
What's up,
okay.
Aiden?
A sword trapped in a tree. If our word for it was accurate, its usage would be deadly. The tool of the fallible, invaluable to you and me. Yet we throw them away like they are worth less than pennies.
Mechanical pencil.
Addle, it's a pencil.
Well,
you're amazing.
Pencil.
Oh, sorry, it's whatever you want it to be.
Who throws away pencils?
We throw them away. Like you use it
Why?
Once and then you just throw it away? Not me, friend.
I'd like to see a scene.
Who's throwing away pencils?
I know. No, seriously, time out.
I pay like 60 cents a
pencil. Are you two not throwing away? What about pencils that are like down to their last?
When was the last time you used a pencil down to the nub? I have pencils that I've had for 20 years.
Well, that's a good.
I've never seen the end of a pencil and I've never seen the end of a chapstick. To me, those things are infinite.
I've definitely seen the edge of a chapstick.
The edge.
I'm on the edge.
I've stared down. I've looked at the precipice of a chapstick, my friend. It is very scary.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Janet and Adel, you two are pens, and JPC, you are a pencil trying to prove that you matter as much as them.
And so I was writing in cursive to her. I wrote in cursive to her. I said, "Fear not, thine dear, for I will soon come into inheritance to where we can traverse the world.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And if, had I not been in almost exclusive use with the New York Times crossword, yes. I would have been right there cheering alongside for thine love.
Thank you. Oh, such gratitude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I agree. I agree big time.
Did someone evacuate their bowels? What is that smell?
No, man, I'm all solid inside. Don't worry about me. But damn, we were just talking about our jobs and everything. And yeah, man, it's like, for doing like golf scores and stuff.
Carol, get behind me. Carol, get behind me. Carol, get behind
me. I
write a four?
What are
three,
back, creature, back.
Two.
I will spout ink in your eye if you don't back up. What are you? Declare what you are.
Nah, guys, I'm you. I'm a utensil, man.
He's turning upside down and rubbing his bottom all over the floor. Oh, this is disgusting.
His pink, exposed bottom.
This is orangutanal.
Nah. That's why God made us this way. God made us this way because we make mistakes. We're only pencils. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, little sort of rubby-doos of his butt are left on my surface. What is this?
Butt flakes. Those are butt flakes.
That's a seven-letter word for horrified.
Yeah. And a lot of us don't have those on golf courses, too. Just FYI.
So I just want to draw a circle around this in ink. Pens are for city folk and pencils are for country folk.
Hold on, you want to draw a circle? Put me on a compass. I can draw a circle real good.
Actually, we do have need of a compass, don't we? Because...
Yes,
I'm sorry, you got to put me on what? I can't
tell us which way is south, friend.
Okay, lick my lead, feel the wind, down...
Oh, he's a dullard.
Try again. Look at his tip. I should have said that. His butt is back out.
Okay, two quick riddles, and then we will let you be free, Janet.
I really love that pencils are for like unsophisticated rubes.
Unsophisticated golfers.
A weapon to wield in the battle of public perception, but it is often better concealed than used to smooth over reception. A tool for the insecure, a vice for the chronically unreliable. I warn you to simply endure and try not to deny the undeniable.
Excuses.
Yes, an excuse and a mechanical pencil is the alternative answer.
Sorry, the mice are making me say this.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Yep.
That rules.
Well, JPC, you have to get this next one to make it all even.
I don't have to do anything. I choose to get this next one exactly correct as soon as you say it, but I don't have to do anything.
I am not a human. I have no form and no voice.
Draugr.
Nope, I offer no clues.
Damn it.
And no hints. And you have no choice. My name is specific and my riddle is clear. So if you have any doubts, I promise I'm sincere. What am I?
Oh,
liar.
Yes.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, you got it. Wow, I told you to get it. You got it. Thank you, Aiden. Everybody left with a riddle.
Stephanie, Basil, Maisel. What Basil. Great riddles this ep.
Ugh.
Yes, I wanted great to bring riddles. You some good riddles. You know when great like cats kill mice and then they bring it to their owner and they're like, you're welcome. That's
I know
I feel
that
about
my
these
cat,
riddles and you.
I know that my cat and many other cats gently pick up live mice in their mouths and bring them to their owners, their friends, their caregivers, and then put them down like my cat did. And then the mouse was extremely unharmed and crawled all over me.
And terrified,
but luckily I like mice.
I mean, look, would you rather have a live mouse or a dead mouse?
I would rather have a live mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron,
yeah.
My cats do that, but with little Debbie snacks. And I'll go, no, not a zebra cake. I want an oat milk cream pie. And they look at me like, oh.
Well,
it sounds like they're cleaning up after you. They're just like, hey, man, stop leaving these that are on our floor.
They're
everywhere.
We can't eat this.
Janet, anything to plug?
Just, you know, various podcasts and stuff. You can follow me on social media. I've been trying to TikTok more.
Fine.
I think I'm at Janet-Barney.
I'll have to
I just started making some little videos with strike-friendly content where I'm using a lot of miniatures and food items to depict movies or shows.
Okay, actually...
You might want to go ahead and...
I'm going to go find it right now.
Today, I released Stringle Things.
Okay, this is an emergency. I have to go.
It's real stupid.
I cannot wait.
Real stupid.
Sounds like we need this strike to end.
We really do.
Possible.
That's the underlying, if not overlying message.
Oh, my God.
Or we might get more Stringle things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already out of my mind.
Amazing.
The production value on this.
String cheese sitting on a bike.
There's... Yep. Did you eat? How did you make the string cheese?
I mean, I crafted it with my hands.
You make the string cheese?
Like, did you... I don't know. This is brilliant.
String cheese on a bike. I know.
It turns out that you can make shapes with string cheese pretty easily because you just partially string off the things that you need.
That's how people do ice sculptures as well.
Exactly. You know? And marble. Yeah. What you want to do is you're not creating a new image. No. You're cutting through to the image that was always there.
Mm-hmm. Chip away what shouldn't be there.
Yeah. No.
And it's actually it's string cheese.
And it is string cheese. Mm-hmm. And it's always string cheese.
Anyone else have anything they want to talk about? I feel like I don't know how to recover after
this
the string cheese.
Is this an HR session?
I'm sort of on a cloud.
What's
over
going
here.
On?
Anything to plug?
Yes. If you have never seen John Carpenter's The Thing,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Do yourself a favor and go see it. The 1982 version, I've never seen the remake, and I probably will never, but the original is phenomenal. Also, it's not too late for you to watch Over the Garden Wall. One of my favorite fall movies, something I watch every year. I've probably already watched it by now, but you can probably watch it all the way through the end of November, and it still is quite joyful. Aaron, is there anything you want to plug?
Check out Janet's String Cheese TikTok. It's heaven to me. And if you go watch it and like it, maybe she'll make more. So please do that. JPC, any review you want to read?
Yeah, let's read a review. This one's going to come from Swaggeroni in Cheese. Swaggeroni writes, ulterior motives. I've listened to this podcast so much it's permanently altered my brain chemistry. These three are the biggest celebrities in my mind, which is only made funnier by the fact that I do improv with people who know them as some guys from Chicago. JPC, if you read this one, let me know if you guys would want to participate in the KC Improv Festival when we arrange it for the 2023 season. I'll be coordinating the out-of-town acts and would love to host you guys. Love, West from the Midwest. I got great news for you guys. I went on the KC Improv Festival's Twitter page, and it looks like it has not updated since 2020 to say we're canceling it.
KC, so, do you have anything to say about that? I can't believe KC has a whole improv fest that he hasn't told anybody about.
I haven't been invited.
It's Casey's big improv.
Disavowing it.
Casey.
Looks like it's not happening this year.
What's up?
We made out under the Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, it counts. Addle won the episode.
Yay!
At the very last second, he got an extra point he won. Jupiter, thank you for coming, Janet. Please never leave.
Yay!
Bye forever.
Stay forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Delightful.
That's the pun he won it with, under the Sauvignon Blanc.
It was perfect. You leave him alone. You leave him alone.
Under the Sauvignon Blanc. Hey there, bonjours and au revoirs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We're doing improv scenes based on your Discord suggestions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.